covering the Asian podcasting scene.
Hello there, my dear listener. This is Norman from the Pod Lovers Asia Show, the show where we interview people from all around the Asian podcasting scene. Entrepreneurs to podcast hosts to companies and to designers, which happens to be someone I am chatting with in this episode. Kush Khandelwal is the co-founder and head of marketing and design at Renegade Radio. His experiences in designing and creating within various industries like fashion, tech, F&B, and even blockchain had led him to where he is now, working on all parts of the creative spectrum. We're talking sound design, video, photography, and graphics design. I wanted to have a quick chat with him about proper design practices in podcasting. Maybe there are certain trends that are doing really well right now, and maybe there are certain color schemes that are not working. But it's best to ask from an expert on this because, well, I'm quite limited in my knowledge on design. It's best to ask from Kush on the thought process and etc. Plus, how he tackles these things. Anyways, let's get right into it. My chat with Kush Khandelwal. Okay. How you been? How you doing?
I am tired. I just got done with a photo shoot yesterday, product shoot for this makeup company, and it was 4 hours of nonstop shooting. And
Nice.
We have another one tomorrow. So, but it's fun. It's all fun, but it's tiring, man. It's really draining.
But you sound like you're in the element when you're doing something like that. You know, like a full shoot when you're designing something really beautiful.
I go all out. I really just get into it. Like, I was doing the shoot yesterday, right? And it's a product shoot, so there's a lot of props and random flowers or strings, things like that. And I was just messing around and playing with it, and my client was like, wow, you're really into this. And I'm like, hell yeah. This is like, I just go all out. I just want to see what works. You know, it's so exciting to see like what you can come up with, because I've never done it before. Like, especially if you don't do something like that. It's really interesting. It's really exciting.
So they allowed you creative freedom when you are setting up the shoot? Like, they give you all these props and they say, here, play with this.
It's more like they give us inspiration. So we have like a bunch of photo sets let's say they want a lipstick placed like this, and the image shows a lipstick, and then there's like flowers behind it. So the idea is that you want to use flowers, you want the background to be black, and you have one lipstick. So based on that idea, you can experiment. You know, okay, the photo shows red flowers, but let's make it a little more colorful. Let's throw in some yellow tones, and let's try more than one lipstick. You know, let's try three lipsticks. It will make it more exclusive, or it'll make the brand more vibrant, you know? So just you have that one inspiration, and then you play around with it until you make it your own type of thing. And yeah.
Do these thoughts come up even when you're designing things for Renegade or for like any form of podcasting graphics design or even on the website?
The way I work as a designer, I know I should be planning more, but it's more on the spot. Yeah, so it's more like I wanna try something new. With Renegade, I had full creative freedom, right? And I was allowed to try out whatever I wanted, however I wanted it to be. And at that time of trying out, you start thinking, what kind of character do you want to give to this podcast? What kind of idea do you want to give to people? Like, what do we do? Do you want it to be a fun thing? Do you want it to be luxurious? Do you want it to be something more engaging, maybe, you know? So a lot of things go into play when you're thinking about these things, including fonts, colors, type of images you use. Do you want to be more illustrative, or do you want to be more natural and take photos? So a lot of things that come into play, and usually I would just do it on the spot. Other than maybe at most I'll plan by putting together some images, like a mood board from Pinterest, or things I've seen before that I really liked, or what's the trending color, like purple or blue, and then I'll work based on that.
Is that mainly coming from you, or is it when, say, that there's a show that Renegade's setting up and they allow you to decide on everything, like from colors to themes and something like that? Do they give you just a little bit of input, just enough to get you starting? Or do they literally give you all the tools, any color you want?
Yeah, so...
Etc.
Actually, I do get a lot more creative freedom. So let's say for one podcast that we have, the two book nerds talking, it's a book review, right? It's much more fun. It's much more quirky. Knowing the hosts, knowing the type of people who will be hosting the podcast helps a lot as well, because you know the way they speak, it's much more fun. It's much more engaging, and they make a lot of jokes, and it's just more upbeat, right? So from there, you start... I was allowed to just do whatever. The feedback usually comes after I've done with what I feel is right. So I would go with a brighter tone list. So we went with like a honey yellow tone. And ironically enough, one of the hosts' name was Honey. Is Honey. And yeah, so I went with a brighter tone. And I thought, okay, this podcast, I think it'll work really well if we do more illustration-based material. Because I understand that they will be doing live hosting, live shows, recordings. To get that much material up, it would be nice to see different kinds of illustration work over just images again. And it kind of puts you in a stand-up position. And the illustrations I went for was the two hosts as cartoons, as characters. So I vectorized them and gave them the identity and put them on the podcast display picture.
I've always wanted to ask you this, because I saw the logo ages ago when I started to know the podcast itself for the first time. And I was wondering, like, who designed it? And I know it's you, like, now. I wanted to ask you maybe a question that's a bit strange for me, but maybe you could help me with it. When determining what kind of identity that you're trying to convey in a logo, some podcast arts or some podcast thumbnails or logos would put the face of the person there, like a very corporate looking, like it's more like personal branding, as in there's actually an actual render of them as themselves in there. But you went and chose a cartoon character or a vectorized version of these two hosts. As a designer, whenever you look at these kinds of arts, like these kinds of logos, where they have a picture of themselves on the logo, what do you think of that? Like, what do you feel?
Taking a step back from that, I wouldn't look at it from a designer point of view, because I do listen to podcasts and I do appreciate the medium. And if I do see types of logos with faces on them, I don't think about it too much. I want to know what the content is about. And you're right, it usually goes back to personal branding.
Yeah.
If I tried to do an illustrative type thing, it's most likely because I feel like there's already so much faces going on that people need to see something different. People want to be, podcasts want to be recognized, right? And one point of visual that podcasts have, and mostly the only visual that they have, is their display picture. And yeah, and if it goes back to personal branding, that's fine. It's probably because your content is very heavy and people rely on the content over over what is shown on a display picture. But when it comes to display pictures, when it comes to your album art, let's say I'm new to who you are. Let's say I've never seen the Joe Rogan podcast, for example, right? But I just, as a new guy, just type top podcast in around the world or anything like that, and I see the Joe Rogan's display picture, it's very, very interesting, kind of borderline scary, but you have to understand that it's
scary.
It's attractive. Doesn't matter if it's bad, good, it's attractive. Okay, now say I leave the page, I come back 2 days later, or I hear about it, I see someone looking at it or listening to a podcast, and I see that image again, I'm going to recognize that image. I'm going to see that image and I'm going to recognize it, and it's going to be in my head for a while, right? Now say another week goes by, or maybe even a month, okay? That image somehow comes back. Maybe it was an advertisement board, maybe it was on a website, it was promoted. I see that image again, I'm going to recognize it. It's going to be something I've seen before, but I've never engaged. And usually people start to engage at this point. So a month has passed, people will start to engage, like, hey, I've seen this around, this guy seems pretty famous, you know, what's the idea behind this? And the whole concept just goes back to you recognizing that cover art. I feel like it doesn't have to be important. Obviously, your content is the most important thing. If you don't have great content, nobody's going to come back, right? But as an initial start to getting people to know who you are and that you exist, it's a good point to have that kind of image or visual that makes people think, hey, I've seen you before. I've heard about you before. What do you do? I kind of want to know now. You know?
What's your favorite visual so far you've seen? Yeah. I'm curious now, like, because you said, like, you need that little X factor, like that piece of a design that captures someone's attention.
Okay, I don't have a specific favorite, but I do like a bunch of podcast visuals, and I think one of them would be either Reply All. Reply All is an internet-based podcast, do everything. Everything to do with the internet. My other favorite would be Last Podcast on the Left. Yeah. So Last Podcast on the Left they talk about scary, they talk about criminal minds, and it's just more towards the horror and the crazy and the, you know, the serial killers and cults and demons and things like that, right?
Yeah.
The stories get very interesting, and the way they speak gets very, very, it makes you feel very like you're in there, like you're part of that whole story that's happening. And I feel like the visual just tops it all off, because it's all three of them in the visual. And the font and the colors they use is completely depicts the character of the podcast. And from seeing the podcast, you immediately understand what it's about. Seeing the visual, you definitely 100% understand what it's about. And I feel like that's just on top for me.
That's amazing. The fact that it really represents the content itself, because I feel like as you explain it, it occurred to me that, and maybe you could probably chime in on this too.
Yeah.
If there was someone starting up a podcast show, should they design the logo based on the content first, or should they do it the other way around?
If, let's say, I were to start a podcast, I definitely base it on the content that I'm going for, because you should already know what you want to talk about, or you should already have an idea of what kind of things you'll be mentioning or bringing up on your podcast. Is it your own life story? Are you interviewing people? Are you talking about, you could be talking about plants, your whole podcast, you know, this podcast is just about plants. Okay. Your logo it doesn't have to, but it should reflect what kind of content you'll be talking about. So in this case, if it's all about gardening, plants, you know, flowering, how to plant things, I guess, You need to design, or you should be designing based on that content. And I'm not saying use a green logo. You can do so many things. There's so much inspiration you can come out with going on Pinterest or Behance or Dribbble. You know, there's so many things that you can play around with. Your logo could be a leaf. Your logo could even be something indirect. It doesn't even have to directly translate. And then you can give that story later in your content, like, oh, this is how I actually came up with my logo. And it's no direct relation, but it makes sense to people who started listening to your podcast. And that makes it a little more interesting. And that actually helps spread word of mouth. It's not just a logo. It's a whole story. It's a whole identity. There's so much you can do with it.
Yeah. I know you just touched on this, but I was about to ask you the question.
Yeah.
When you were designing, like when you were about to design something, like say a podcast logo, where do you get your inspiration from? Because you've mentioned Behance, you've mentioned Pinterest, but what's the process behind trying to find just the right color, right font, the right graphic?
Okay, going back to how you have to design based on the character of your podcast, For me, let's say I feel what's trending and what I personally like, subjectively, what I personally feel relates to this era. So there are colors that don't work anymore, and I'm not saying you shouldn't use it. I'm saying personally, I feel like there are so many colors that are working, and it makes sense to people to use that, like purple tones, blue tones, or pastel shades, you know. And I don't plan much, but I do get a lot of inspiration from Pinterest and Dribbble, and there's another site where you can get inspiration from. It's called Muesli. Muesli is
okay.
It's for Chrome. Muzli. Yeah. So it's like when you open up Chrome, it's just there. It's very designer centric. It's inspiration just at the top of just opening Google. And I feel like, okay, this for a fact, no work you find is 100% original. Everything you do, every inspiration, every design you find is based off of something else. It's always going to be like that. And usually if you create something fresh, there's going to be a very high chance that it won't look great or it won't work out. And I'm not saying 100%, I'm saying there is a very high chance. So inspiration is very important. To be inspired, to help you think about what you really want, it's very, very important. And a great daily practice, so my supervisor once told me when I was working at this company, he said that every day for at least an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, just go on Pinterest, just go on Dribbble, just go somewhere and look at all the design work. Just look at everything and see how it works, see what doesn't work. And it actually helps a lot because you understand what kind of colors are working right now. You understand what kind of fonts are working right now. And let's say for blogs, people use something more subtle, more elegant. But for podcasts, you can go all out. There's so much you can do with colors, so much you can do with fonts and images. You know, you can just go all out. You're full freedom of creativity. You're not restricted to anything. So let's say for Instagram, it's a visual platform. People post a lot of photography work, but people also post graphic work. But sometimes it may not work. And for blogs, people post more subtle colors. They post more elegant type fonts. But sometimes you see people with more vibrant fonts. It's just not as user friendly, but they still do it. But for podcasts, you can go both ways. For display pictures, you can go both ways. You can go super vibrant, super random, or you can be very subtle and minimal, you know? So I love that. I love that a lot.
Like the variety, yeah. Or that like all kinds of things are accepted depending on your intent. Yeah, that's really cool. It's why I'm involved in podcasting as well, because it's just interesting to see different designs, like, you know, how this pops out and how this one is more corporate, how this one is more about someone's voice or a certain narrative. So it's pretty cool to hear how you look at it, because it's it's quite interesting. I never had to look at it in depth as much as you do, so it's pretty cool. I skipped over a section by accident because we were so into it, and no, that's my bad. But I wanted to ask, what's your story? How did you get to where you are? How did you get to start designing, becoming a designer within the podcasting scene? I'd love to hear how you came to be, really.
Wow. Okay. It's a long story, but I'll break it down.
Sure.
Actually, when I was in school, I never took any of the business subjects. I never took accounts. I never took economics. I just did design technology. I took arts. I took physics. I love physics, but that was the only thing I think that I did, which was more technical. I did chemistry. I did biology, but physics, design technology. These were like very artsy, but very. That's what I would do. I wouldn't touch on any business or economics. It just didn't make sense to me. It obviously right now saying it, obviously it should make sense. But back then it didn't make sense to me. And I stuck to it. And I was planning to be an engineer before I graduated from school. And I don't know. I thought that it was something that people just opt for, being doctors, being engineers, being from an Indian background. It was still a mentality, even though I've lived outside of India my whole life. And when I got out of school, I had about a month to get into uni. I was like really excited for it. And I was looking for engineering courses. But one day my dad and I were driving on the highway, and he asked me again, "Hey, what do you want to do?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't know if I want to do engineering. I don't know if I'll be good at it, because I don't know. I wasn't happy in school when I did all these things, and why would I be happy now?"
Mm.
And he pointed at a billboard. I was like, "Why don't you do that?" I'm like, "Well, what's that?" And he was like, it's designing. It's graphic designing." I'm like, "There's such a thing as graphic designing?" I'm like, "What?
Oh.
That's crazy." And I was like 16 at the time. I was like, no idea. What? I didn't know that was a thing. And we went to uni and we went to check out courses. And I saw the brochure, the book for design school. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy cool. I love this so much." And it got me really, really excited. I was like, "Oh my God, this is exactly what I want to do." And I enrolled in the course within the month that I graduated, and I did my foundation. And then I didn't get to graphic design. I got into interactive multimedia design, which is more digital, more not really print medium, but web and video and photography.
Interactive
3D.
Multimedia
yeah,
design.
Interactive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got into that. And from there, during the second year or so, I started taking up freelance work for myself, and this work included a lot of graphic things, so more print mediums. And because I felt like I did kind of know graphic design, I just wanted to learn something different, and audio was one of the things that I learned as well. And yeah, then I started taking up print mediums, and I thought, wow, okay, I never knew I could do this. It's very, very interesting. And I got to design for random ass companies, sorry, random companies, and like this oil company and someone from Bitcoin. It was very random, but really, really interesting. And after that, I got more open to different creative options. So audio was one of them. Video was one of them, and photography was one of them. So three of the major fields that I really love to work on. And from there, after I graduated, I did web work. I did a lot of photography work, but not paid work for photography, just casual work, just because I loved the medium of it as well. And when I got into freelancing, I posted an ad for myself, and I was picked up by one company. They were like, "Hey, I really love your ad. Do you want to come work with us?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Then I got a contract with them for a couple months, and in that contract, I was a marketing executive, and I was just opening up to the idea of podcasting then. Like, I saw it a few places, and I listened to some. I was like, "Wow, this is cool," you know. It was still a fresh thing, so I wasn't like completely into it. But I thought, wow, a lot of people are actually engaging on this, and a lot of people are talking about it. And as a marketing exec, I'm like, "Why don't we do podcasts?" And the supervisor was like, "Well, what are you talking about? What is that?" And I explained it to him, and he's like, "This is great." And then he's like, "What do you need? We'll get it." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Need a couple mics. We need people to interview." yeah, it was like just on the go, you know. So I was actually hosting a podcast, and I had no idea what I was doing. I was just planning it out as on the go, and we got in like these influential singers, local singers, and I interviewed them, and I was like, "Wow, this is great." And I got to design the album cover for it, and the album cover was a photo of me laying upside down on the couch and the podcast. Yeah, it was me laying down upside down on the couch, so like head was on the floor, and it was just a very lazy position. And the title of the podcast, which came first, was called Maybe Tomorrow.
Maybe Tomorrow.
So,
can I still find it?
Yeah.
Can I still
tomorrow.
Like listen to it?
I think if you Google it, I'm not sure if you can find it. I don't know exactly.
I'm gonna try it later on.
So yeah, so it was called Maybe Tomorrow. The name. So the idea of the podcast came first. Like, oh, what do we want to talk about? And it was the company was a health tech company. So they designed this watch that kind of helps you track your steps and whatnot. Mm. And the idea of the podcast was that we bring in influential people and talk about how they've reached to where they are and how they've gotten to where they are. So it's a very generic but easygoing type podcast. And the idea, the key point was that they didn't give up. You know, whatever came through their way, they didn't give up. So that was the idea behind the title, Maybe Tomorrow. So Maybe Tomorrow, ironically, we're trying to say is don't wait until tomorrow. Just do it today and don't worry about what happens next. Just keep going. And the image was supposed to depict my laziness or laziness in people. Yeah, and then that's how I actually started. I did my first podcast display picture. It's like a black and white photo of me upside down. And I didn't think it was completely engaging or not. It was just purely for seeing what looked nice to me, not thinking about what other people.
Sure, like no expectations, right?
Yeah, no expectations. Just do whatever, you know. And it worked out, but the company closed down after a while because of budget cuts. But I'm glad I got to experience that, because right after that, Calvin, a friend, a mutual friend, came by and he's like, "Let's start a podcasting network." I'm like, and this is a call I got while I was preparing for the interview for the podcast. I'm like, okay, I guess this is a hype then. Let's do it. And then we got into it. And yeah, and here we are today.
Nice, nice, nice. I never knew that about you, that you had a show. I never knew that about you. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a while ago, but yeah, it's not something I forgot.
Now I really want to listen to it.
It was a good podcast. That was actually the only show that we produced that interviewed, and it got very emotional. And I was like tearing up and crying and stuff. it was very it was good because it was very motivational. It was nice. I enjoyed it a lot. Because I completely got to brand it as well, so I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Really, that's pretty awesome to hear. Now I'm gonna zoom out a little bit, and I'm going to hit you with some final questions.
Okay, sure.
One is that I'm looking. I just want to hear your interpretation of this. I'm looking at your website, and. Yeah. It has the following quote, because if we don't offend anyone, we're really not creating for anyone, by Amber Ray. Yeah. Can you tell me what that means to you, that quote?
Okay,
why did you choose specifically?
So that quote, I don't think it's ironically. I heard that on a podcast.
Nice. Okay.
Oh God, I loved that quote so much. Okay, so this podcast was actually based on this show. Okay, the show was called The Ground Up Show, and I love this show so much because it talks about this filmmaker who interviews creatives, right? And basically all forms of creatives, so photographers, writers, and anything you can imagine. And the show is very inspirational to me because it hits on a personal level.
Yeah.
Everyone creative who comes together comes on the show and they talk about their personal lives. They talk about what they've been through. They talk about how they got to where they are. And this specific quote was said by Amber Ray. She's this very, she's a writer, but she's very entrepreneurial as well. And her story is crazy good. If you want to listen to her, you can go to The Ground Up Show. And it's hosted by Matt Diavella. He's a creative as well, and he's a filmmaker. I wanted to actually talk to you about him, but like since we're on this topic, we can get to it.
Oh, okay. Sure, sure.
Okay, so this quote, when she said it, because if we don't offend anyone, we're really not creating for anyone. So the idea behind this is, when you create something, when you create something, and if there aren't people who disagree with it, there's no one you're actually creating for. When you want to create something with a blue background, let's say it's a visual, completely blue, everyone in the world agrees with you. Who are you creating for? Who are you making it for? Are you making it for yourself? Are you making it for a child? Are you making it for a businessman? Who are you making it for? It doesn't make sense. So let's say you're creating a visual and the background is blue, and someone says he doesn't like blue, he likes purple. Someone else says he likes yellow, but the blue's okay. So now you have a market that you're creating for. And now everything that you do means something. Every creation that you make, every visual that you come up with means something, because it's important to someone else. And it goes on a very deep level of what she was trying to say. So when she says we're really not creating for anyone, it means that what's the point of any of this anymore, you know? And to me, that hit on a very personal level. I was like, oh my God, I do all of this, and I didn't realize why or who it was going to impact. I did know who I was creating for, but I didn't know how impactful it would be. And I just kept to that quote, and I wanted to remember it. So I kept it on my website as the second thing someone sees when they come onto it.
Yeah, no, it's it caught my eye when I saw your website. So it was like, whoa, okay. Yeah. That caught me too. Like, this is, whoa, fascinating. That's great to know that you that you really do care about the quote. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
I do. I listen to these guys very, very closely, because it's the only kind of people I can relate to. Like, you can't see me discussing something with a businessman and being like, wow, yeah, I get it, you know? But because it's not the same thing, they don't go through the same problems, they have their own problems. Everyone has their own problems, but when it comes to a specific community, it feels good to know that other people are going through it as well. And a designer's point of view, it feels good that someone else is going through this as well, because as a designer, you do break down, you do burn quite easily or quite quickly. And if you don't get acceptance, or if you don't understand what's happening, you burn very quickly. And yeah.
Great. And on that note, to prevent a designer in a podcasting scene from breaking down or burning out, I'd like to ask you what, if there's any advice that you can provide someone who wants to get into designing in the podcasting scene, what should they do first? Is there a way for them to, like, how should they get like a jump start in getting into this? You know, after hearing your story and after hearing your thought process, maybe there's something that you'd like to share to someone who would like to do the same thing or something similar as you.
Yeah. No, definitely. So look at it this way. Just listen to podcasts first. Just listen to any podcast. Randomly go to Planet Money, 99% Invisible. Listen to last podcast on the left. You might like something, but just listen to something. And if you listen to it, you feel like maybe it might inspire you. It might give you an idea of what people were thinking when they came up with their own podcast. You know, when Joe Rogan talks to people, talks to interviews, what does his display picture mean? How does it relate? You know, all of these things come into play. If I were designing a new podcast, I'd do all of these things. And I wouldn't worry about being withheld of my creative freedom as well. I'd just go out and experiment. So, like I was talking about Matt Diavella earlier, he's a filmmaker. He's a film guy. He has a documentary done on Netflix about minimalism. And the way he shows or presents his podcast is through video, just like Joe Rogan, just like a few others. And he used his capabilities as a filmmaker to design that podcast. the video is very pleasing when it's very nicely color corrected, and it's just two of them, him and an interviewee who are talking to each other, and there's two cameras. It's a very, very nice laid back situation in his own living room, and he plays with audio as well. If you go to YouTube and if you check out his intro, he's showing a video of grounding up coffee. Like, he made that video himself, and it's slow motion beans turning and the process of that coffee becoming the coffee we drink, the process of the beans becoming the coffee we drink. So he's telling his narrative in the intro itself. He's saying how creatives started from the ground up, how they got through to where they are, the pressure and the process they went through to become that beautiful cup of coffee that you're going to drink today. So tell a story, talk about something, and don't worry about what someone else or what the next guy is going to think. Just tell your story. Play around, go with audio, go with video. Podcasting is such a big medium. You can go anywhere. You can do anything. You can stick to audio if you want. Just play around with display pictures. And yeah, just go all out. Don't worry. Just don't worry.
Very nice. And final question. Yeah. As yourself, what would you like to see in Asia's podcasting scene? Is there anything you'd like to see? Like, would you want like a creatives show in Asia? Would you want to see like more support? Or is there anything that comes to mind?
Oh, God, yes. I Well, being a creative, I definitely want to see more creative work, right? I feel like the creative industry isn't as recognized as it is over here. And because of that, it's very competitive. And people don't get along. Creatives don't get along as like they should be getting along. And if they do, it's only because they're on a specific popularity level. Like, oh, you've been on a newspaper article? Yeah, me too, man. Let's get along. I get it, but people who are trying to get up there don't get a chance to get up there. And I feel like everyone should be on a level of helping someone else, you know, helping other people. And I see this in all other communities. I've seen it in Canada, I've seen it in the States, you know. People are helping each other and they're retweeting their photos and getting recognized, but none of that happens in Malaysia. None of the creative output is amplified through another creative in Malaysia. It's just too competitive because there's too little creatives here. And I feel like getting a podcast on creativity or on the arts, it will definitely help, like definitely inspire more people to work with each other over against each other. So yeah, definitely something more creative.
Maybe you could do maybe tomorrow 2.0 or something.
Maybe, yeah, just for like a creative edition. Yeah, actually,
yeah, because that'll be cool to see creatives like getting interviewed, because I had that idea from before. Yeah. But
maybe I will actually. I think I'll actually do that.
Yeah, just talk to Kel. Yeah. He'll probably be like, "Can you know?" he's like that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay, Kush, thank you so much. Really, like it's a pleasure to chat with you like this, and it's like I know that like personally we haven't really had that much chance to like chat with each other, but to do it like this and to hear you get very real and honest with me I'm very grateful. So thank you very much. I'll see you soon for sure, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for the episode. A big thanks to Kush for sharing his thoughts as a designer within the podcasting scene and sharing his thought process, because that's a lot to learn from. I personally learned a lot from having to design anything in the podcasting world, and I think I'll take some of those tips to work on my own shows, which is great. Big props for him for being so open and honest with me. So, thank you. If you'd like to find out more about him, I will be posting up the show notes with this episode, which will lead you to all his social media, as well as his Instagram, Pinterest, and his portfolio, if you're interested in seeing how he does his work, and maybe even work with him, you never know. But for now, I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. If you'd like more info, do check out our website at podloversasia.com. There's also articles, notes, personal thoughts, and even a directory being built, all to map out all the interesting players out there. If you like it, do take the time to share it with your friends and anyone who you think might be interested in what's happening out there. It's super exciting. For any inquiries, feedback, tips, rumors, and even guest suggestions. Really though, if you know someone who should be on the show, drop me a line. Well, an email at podloversasia@gmail.com. Or you could just check out our Twitter or Facebook, which would be just as swell. I check it out regularly, so yeah. I'll have a look at it and I'll make sure to reply from my side. The theme song is California Lullaby by Josh Woodward. Once again though, thank you for listening. And if you do, like it, subscribe in your favorite app, whether it be CastBox or Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care.